If you have been following along throughout this series where I am sharing my suggested weekly schedule for upper elementary guided math, then you know that on day one, we introduce the new math skill, provide time for practice, and assess initial understanding of the new skill or concept. Then on day two, we use that formative assessment to drive instruction while we review the new skill and provide more practice. On days three and four, we have taught small group lessons while students are also working on math centers and independent practice. Now, on day five, you are ready to assess and provide real-world application. You are listening to episode 35 of the Upper Elementary Simplified podcast, and today's episode is all about real-world math application and assessment. This 9-part series of Upper Elementary Simplified is sponsored by The Ultimate Guide to Guided Math for Upper Elementary Teachers. This free guide includes 43 pages of practical and useful tips for you to learn about guided math, including how to implement this powerful instructional strategy in your upper elementary classroom. Download your copy of this free resource by heading to teachertechstudio.com/guided math book. That link will be in the show notes. Welcome to Upper Elementary Simplified, the podcast where busy and overwhelmed teachers find thoughtful ideas to get students engaged in meaningful learning experiences. Hi, I'm Dana Rodebush, former fifth grade classroom teacher and founder of Teacher Tech Studio. I'm here to share practical tips and strategies that will help you grow as an educator. If you are a tired upper elementary teacher searching for ways to cut down your planning time while boosting student engagement, you are in the right spot. Are you ready? Let's simplify. Have you ever heard the question, but why do we have to learn this? I'm never going to use this in real life. If you have been in a classroom longer than 17 minutes, then the answer is yes. When teachers can build in a real-world application to allow students to explore math content in an engaging and meaningful way, students will begin to see the relevance of the math skill. Yes, this is dependent upon the math skill and the activity, but for the most part, when students can see a math skill in action, where they have to put the knowledge to use solving a puzzle or problem solving in a way that relates to real world experience, they can see the relevance of learning that particular skill. Real world applications in the math classroom are important for building independence. They're useful for developing problem solving skills, and they're perfect for motivating students as they work towards a common goal. When I was in the classroom, I reserved Fridays for assessment, intervention, and enrichment. So, what are some ways a teacher can connect mathematical ideas to real-world activities? You can make the activity feel real. Provide students with themed activities that require them to work toward a solution. Students should be given the opportunity to put a newly learned math skill into practice through some type of real-world application activity or performance task. These activities can come in the form of a mystery, a real-world challenge, or something similar. Participation in this type of engaging activity challenges students to think beyond the typical worksheet. This builds teamwork skills and problem-solving skills that they otherwise would not be developing if they were sitting and working on their own, solving just some rote problems. In addition to providing students with the opportunity to apply real-world practice on day five of your guided math routine, you will also want to use this day to give a quick assessment of the skill, so you can ensure that students are on track to build on the following week with a new math skill. There are many types of assessment, as you already know, but my suggestion during day five of guided math is to assess students formally through the use of a short one-page quiz. The quiz should cover only the math skill that students have been focusing on during the previous week's math learning, rather than a spiral type assessment. My recommendation would be to have your students complete the quiz during the first part of your math block, and then the last part they can participate in the real world activity. That way, you can make sure the quiz will be completed, and if necessary, the activity can be picked up at a later time. This is especially helpful if you are working on a grading scale system and you have to take grades. So I mentioned that when I was in the classroom, day five also included intervention. So that is next week's topic. Tune in next Tuesday as we talk about targeted intervention in the upper elementary math classroom. Be sure to check out today's show notes at upperelementarysimplified.com/episode 35. And I will see you back here next Tuesday. Have a great week. Yay! Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Upper Elementary Simplified. I hope you are able to take away something useful that will help you grow as a teacher. I do have a quick favor to ask before you go. If you are enjoying the podcast, please let me know by leaving me a review. It really does make a difference because reviews impact search results, which helps me to expand my reach to other educators. Plus, I love to read my listeners' comments. Until next time, keep life simple.